The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
The world looks upon me as I struggle along. They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong.
In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. 'Cause there's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Oh, while the world looks upon me as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong.
In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. 'Cause there's a room up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. Blessings on me. 'Cause there's
Feet. Thank you for this beautiful morning. We are grateful to you for this time in your presence. How we cherish this moment. How we appreciate these times. How we love you from the bottom of our heart. If it had not been the Lord on our side, where would we have been? Thank you that you don't give us a prey to the teeth of our enemies. You broke a snare and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We give you all the glory for being so gracious and so kind to us. We ask you to have your way in every life and be glorified in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Squeeze them. Suffocate them. Crush them. Let them feel uncomfortable. Because they didn't think you would make it, but here you are. Why don't you clap your hands and give the Lord a shout? Amen. So this is a very brief message I'm sharing with you. And we are going to close. And then we are going to hang around and come back. Amen. We are lingering in the house of the Lord. Shout amen. Turn the Bible with me quickly to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32 from verse number 7. And if you don't mind, let's look at it from the Message Bible. The Message Bible puts together from 8 or so, but 7 is fine. All right. So we're going to read through. Amen. And let's all look at the screen. And if you, and I'm going to read to us and understand the beauty of this passage. Amen. Because it's a short time. I want to thank Neil Kai and the team. Beautiful, beautiful time of worship, beautiful time of praise, beautiful time in the presence of the Lord. You know, I envy people who lead praise and worship. Somebody say, Bishop, why? Ask him, Bishop, why? Because when this season is over, when this life is over, we pastors are going to be irrelevant. Because in heaven, praise and worship leaders are the bishops. So my work ends when this season of life ends. But they continue in heaven. So I envy. I wonder why God didn't give me nice voice like this. But I like what God has done so far. I like me. Can I have an amen? That's why I'm going to preach till I die. Because when I die, my job is finished. But they will continue in heaven. So in heaven, we'll be calling them bishops. What a shock. Anyway, have you found the scripture? Bible says, now read up on what happened before you were born. All right. Dig into the past. Understand your roots. Ask your parents what it was like before you were born. Ask the old ones. They will tell you a thing or two. What a shock. The next verse.
When the high God gave the nations their stake and gave them their place on earth, he put each of the peoples within boundaries under the care of divine guardians. But God himself took charge of his people, took Jacob on as his personal concern. You have been God's personal concern. I say you are God's personal concern. I don't know whether you understand what the Bible is saying here. What the Bible is speaking us to understand is that God gave everybody, oh, this is the boundary. You are here. Ghana is here. The Togo is here. America is here. Europe is here. But there are some people that God took as his personal concern. And you are the person that God took for his personal concern. God said that I am personally interested in you. Somebody shall shout it, amen. God said to Lady Pastor Mercy, I am personally interested in you. You are God's personal concern. I said you are God's personal concern. Are you excited about that? Now let's read on and see what the Bible says. The next verse. He found him. Say, I'm the one. Come on, say, I'm the one. He found him out in the wilderness, in an empty, wind-swept wasteland. He threw his arms around him, lavished attention on him. Can you see that as yourself? He lavished attention on you, Auntie Jane. This is God talking to you. Guarding him as the apple of his eye. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? That God has guided you. He has guarded you. You are the apple of God's eye. Say, I am the apple of God's eye. You see, it is just reflex. When something is flying around, your eye is just closed because your eyelids are being guarded. Your eyes are being guarded. God has guided you. People have died, but you are here. People couldn't remember, but you are sitting here today because you are the apple of God's eye. Say, I believe it. The next verse. He was like an eagle hovering over its nest. That God was like an eagle hovering over its nest, overshadowing its young, then spreading its wings, lifting them into the air, teaching them to fly. I see you flying like an eagle. I see you flying like an eagle. Can I tell you something? Every experience you had, every difficulty you had, God was teaching you to fly like an eagle. You should have shouted aloud, amen. Maybe not all of us have had it as we expected in 2018. You have had challenges. You may have had difficulties. But all of it, God was teaching you to fly as part of your training. You are coming out better and better and better. You are coming out with dancing in your legs. You are coming out singing in your voice. God is teaching you how. What a blessing. What a blessing. I'm grateful for the difficulties I've had. But all of it, God has spread his wings over me, teaching me how to fly. Without that experience, you would have been sleeping by now. But it taught you how to pray. It taught you how to wait on God. It taught you how to believe in God. God was teaching you how to fly. Tell your neighbor, I can fly better than you. No, tell me, I can fly better than you because of my life's experiences. How many of you have had some difficult experiences in 2018? Can I see your hand? How many of you have had unexpected eventualities in your life? How many of you things have happened that you are not expecting them to happen? There's somebody, your beloved left you. But don't worry, you are still sitting in church. There's somebody here, you lost a job, but you are still sitting in church. There's somebody here, you were broke at times, but somehow you are still worshiping God. He was teaching you how you can fly. My Jesus. My Jesus. Am I preaching to anybody here? Is there anybody who is learning how to fly? Some of you, the experience you have had has taught you how to be patient. It has taught you how to fast and pray. You never fasted and prayed until you had that difficulty. God was teaching you how to fly. I see you flying higher. 2019, you fly higher than ever. 2018 was your learning period. Now you are about to fly. I said you are about to fly. 2018, you were just learning. You are just learning. But 2019, you are going to fly like an eagle. I said, going to fly like an eagle. You are going to fly like an eagle. Shout yes. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you here today? I've been learning some things. I said, I've been learning some things. Am I talking to anybody here? When I was broke, I was learning. When the disappointment came, it was a learning period. I was flattering my wing. Sometimes it looked like I had fallen, but the hand of God was over me. Am I preaching to anybody? Look at that scripture again. I'm just ending. He was like an eagle hovering over its nest, overshadowing its young, then spreading its wings, lifting them into the air, teaching them to fly. Teaching them to fly. Come on, shout amen. You will fly. You will not fall prey to any animal. You are not a vulture, you are an eagle. I say, you're not a vulture, you're an eagle. Am I talking to anybody here? The story is told of one little eaglet. You know, the baby eagle is called eaglet. So I say eaglet. Now, the eaglet was at the rubbish dump with vultures. And it had raining heavily. And so all the vultures and the little eaglet was among the vultures. But then the sun began to shine and the feather began to dry up. Now you see, all the vultures fly up to a point and the eaglet was also flying up to a point. But when the sun began to shine and the feathers dried up, the eaglet began to fly with the vultures. And then suddenly, when the vultures did not go high, the eaglet began to move higher and higher and higher. You are not a vulture. I say you're not a vulture. You can fly high. You can overcome. You will prevail. You will overcome. You will make it because you are an eagle. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. You don't play where the vultures are. You are better than a vulture. Am I talking to anybody here? The vultures eat at a rabbit dump, but the eagle flies high. In 2019, I prophesy to you, you fly over every situation. You fly over every circumstance. You fly over waters. You fly over fires. You fly over tornadoes. In the name of Jesus. What a word. What a word. Look at it. Let's finish it up. It says here, the next verse 12. God alone led him. There was not a foreign God in sight. God will lead you. That same God who has led you up until this point, he will lead you in the year ahead. He will lead you in the year ahead. Say, I receive it. God alone will lead you. Angela, God alone will lead you. He will lead you to good places. He will lead you to green forests. He will lead you to a place of blessing. God alone led him. There was not a foreign God in sight. What a way. Look at it. God lifted him on the hilltops. God lifted him to the hilltops so he could feast on the crops in the fields. You will not be hungry in the year 2019. God will put you on the hilltops. You will eat of the crops of the field. He fed him with honey from the rock. Am I talking to anybody here? Actually, but is the man talking to you? God has fed you from places where you never thought any food can come from. How can honey come from rocks? I say, how can honey come from rocks? But God has fed you from unusual sources. I know somebody sitting here today, you were so broke, but suddenly you got some Western Union from unknown sources. Some of you, God has surprised you. I said, God has surprised you. Makota Shakaba Akaya. Are you here today? I said, are you here today? And then he came to see me. He said, Bishop, I've been married for some time. I knew what was going to happen. I didn't know I was pregnant. But I discovered, I went to see the doctor. I was not well. And the doctor said I was 4 months pregnant. May God surprise you in the weeks ahead. Say, I believe it. God will feed you from unusual sources, unexpected places. My Jesus, help will come to you from places you never expected they will come from. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? What a blessing. God gave them honey from the rocks. Honey from the rocks. A dry place. Honey is coming from there. Shout amen. Oil from the granite cracks. Curds of cattle. And the milk of sheep. You will drink milk. I said you will drink milk. Do you believe it? The choice cuts of lambs and goats. Choice cuts. That is lamb chops. Lamb chops. What a blessing. What a blessing. Are you here today? And I go so to say. And the blood of cuts from of cattle and the milk of sheep. The choice cuts of lambs and goats. Fine Bashan rams. High quality wheat. Come on, say, I receive it. Come, say, I receive it. You drive good quality cars. No, you didn't shout amen. I said, you drive good quality cars. Do you believe it? You marry nice, voluptuous ladies. I'm preaching. Are you here of God home? You have high class jobs. High class jobs. High class jobs. That will be your portion. That will be your portion. High quality. Somebody say high quality. No, I didn't hear you say high quality. Some of you have been wearing shoes from Dendam Boutique. But the time is coming. Are you here of God home? Some of you have been buying wig from the roadside. But the time is coming. I see high quality lifestyle. High quality lifestyle. High quality lifestyle. May God raise your standards. I said, may God raise your standards. Say, I receive it. I'm preaching. Can I preach to anybody here? Say, high quality. Come on, walk to 3 people and give them high five. Tell them high quality, high quality. You wear how high quality suit. You wear how high quality shoes. God will raise your standard. God will raise your level. Your level is changing. 2019, your level is changing. Your level is changing. Your level is changing. Yeah, 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 yeah. 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 My Jesus. Your children will go to high quality schools with scholarship. I said with scholarship. Your children will go to high quality schools with scholarship. Receive it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout high quality. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Are you here? Some of you, your wedding. Someone will take care of your reception. Say high quality. High quality. High quality. I'm preaching. Are you here? Somebody's about to go to United States for holidays and come back. Holidays. Holidays. Say high quality. Some of you, listen. Some of you, the only journey you know is from Kaswa to Makwala. Kaswa to Makwala. Kaswa to Malata Market. Kaswa to Aboblochi Market. But I see you are taking it to another level. I see you are taking it to another level. Another level. Another level. Another level. Somebody shout high quality. Can I tell you something? If you've never traveled in an airplane before, 2019. Am I talking to anybody here? If you never sat in an aeroplane before, 2019, you sit in aeroplanes. You
You go and come back. You go and come back. You go and come back. Somebody shout high quality.
Yes. If you sat in aeroplanes, you move from economy to business class. Somebody shout high quality. I'm talking to those who believe it. Not for everybody, but for only those who believe. For only those who believe. Somebody shout high quality. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. The quality of your life is improving. The quality of your life is improving. Somebody is about to start his own building in 2019. Somebody shout high quality. Come on, shout high quality. Somebody's about to start his second house, his third house. Come on, shout high quality. A friend of mine, listen, I'm ending now. A friend of mine, he had a house, he built it. He was a tenant. He lived in a single story house. And one day, thieves came to his house. When the thief came, the thief stood in his window. What a shock. And he was lying on the bed with his wife. And they are feeling their activity. And so there were two of them were naked on the bed. And he didn't know. When he got up, the thief had been standing there for about 20 minutes. If you are coming to steal, when you show me one day, you also want to watch. Hey, are you there? So my friend told me that he just woke up and then he felt like someone was standing at the window. But he said, nobody is here, and he slept again. The thief was spying and watching them. He and his wife, two of them, naked on the bed. So he got up and he said, hey, you know, hey. And then when you get the thief started, and the thief, he couldn't chase the thief. How can you chase a thief when you're not wearing anything? He said, he told me, I wanted to run after the thief in the house, but I couldn't go out. And then he said, I told myself, I'll build a story building. Today, he lives on top. No thief can look in the window. I see the quality of your life going high. I see the quality of your life going high. Somebody shout, high quality. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Are you here? Look at that scripture. Let's end now. High quality wheat. And the blood of grapes. You drank good wine. What a blessing. Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout. This afternoon, I'm here to tell you that God cares about you. God loves you. God is interested in your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? God is raising your standards. 2018, you barely went through. But 2019, you're going to soar higher and higher and higher. As a church, as a ministry, in your marriage, in your home, you are going to soar higher and higher and higher. Somebody shout amen. I'm telling you, God is gracious. God is gracious. God has great plans for you. Put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and tell him God has wonderful plans for you. Or shake him like until his body is shaking. Say, God has wonderful plans. Amazing plans. Amazing plans. Wonderful plans. For your life. For your home. For your marriage. For your ministry. For your finances. Wonderful plans. Give the Lord a shout. Are you here? I said, are you here? Doesn't matter what has happened in 2018, but somehow the devil's lost the battle. That is why you are sitting in church. I said the devil lost the battle. You are broke at times. Things were rough at times, but somehow, some way, you have not given up on God.
You are still in church. Why don't you stand to your feet and give the Lord a shout? I am blessed. I said I'm blessed. Say I am blessed. Come on, say I am blessed. Say my life is full of blessing. I can't complain. Say I cannot complain. I cannot grumble. I am so blessed. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Oh, when I look through 2018, I see the grace of God. I told you 4 months of the year, I struggled to climb this stage. Got some pain from nowhere. But somehow, I can jump again. I can dance again. I can shout again. Count your blessings. Name them. Count your blessings.
Count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you why the Lord has
done. Come on, everybody lift your voice and sing.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. And it will surprise you of the Lord.
Come on, your hand and sing it.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done.
You are one of my blessings. I am blessed I have you in my life. I'm blessed you are my friend. I'm blessed I know you. I'm blessed I know somebody I can call. I'm blessed I have a friend in you. Count your blessings, come on.
Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Are you singing it, everybody?
Count your blessings, see what God has done.
Quickly. Are you ever burdened with the load of care that the cross seems heavy you have been called to bear? Count your blessings and every doubt to fly, and you will be singing at the days. Go to the third one. Let's see the third one. Beautiful one. Look at it. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings. Money cannot buy. Am I talking to anybody here? Am I talking to anybody here? There's some of you, the whole of 2018, you never went to the hospital. Money cannot buy health. Money cannot buy friendship. Money cannot buy peace. Money cannot buy joy.
When you look at others with your lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you this wealth your many blessings money cannot buy. Your reward in heaven or your hope.
Put your hand on your lips and sing it. Angels will attend. May God send angels into your life. May God bring angels into your issue. Help and comfort give you to your journey. Say, let's take it together.
So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Angels will attend. Help and comfort give you through your journey. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done.
Somebody here. I said, somebody needs to hear this message. I want you to move out of your chair and sing to other people.
Count your blessings, name them one.
Say to your neighbors, you're preaching to them.
Count your blessings, see what God has done.
Oh,
count your blessings and name them one by one.
Say to somebody else.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings and name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
Somebody has forgotten that you were in an accident this year and you didn't die. Somebody standing by you has forgotten that somehow you had some crisis that God saw you through. Somebody standing has forgotten. You have forgotten that somehow you traveled to Accra every day and you are still alive. I want you to tell three people, count your blessings. Come on, sing.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Oh, count your blessings and name them one by one. Oh, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Oh, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what
Are you not surprised? Hey, I'm surprised. I am surprised that I'm standing here today. You are surprised that somehow God has put food on your table every day of 2018. Tell your neighbor, I'm shocked that I have not backslided. I am shocked that I have food put in my mouth. I am shocked that I have clothes to wear. I'm shocked that I'm wearing shoes. Look at your neighbor's shoe. Are you not shocked? Are you not surprised? The family you come from, the experience you have had, are you not surprised? What a shock. I said, what a shock. Some of you are not shocking well. I said, what a shock. Give the Lord a shout.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. What a shock. I know why you're looking gorgeous. What a shock. My Jesus. What a shock. Somebody shock properly. What a shock. Hey. Are you there? Are you here? Mama Sarah, are you in church? What a shock. My God. When people look at you, they have no idea what you have been through. Because you are like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Nobody can smell the fire on you. There's no smell of smoke on you. Nobody can know that you have been through fire. Lift your hands up. Father, thank you. Say thank you to the Lord. Thank you. Thank him tonight, this morning. Thank him for what he means to you. Thank him for all the experiences of life that he has seen you through. Mando kashaka bahatosi. Zibrando karan kato shakata. Zumbrandi rakandi randosi kafani. Rakata suta bahashiki.
Shimala mani mamose. Imando kopala gatum stela meha. Makoni.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. This moment, as every head is bowed, every eye is closed, I'm going to ask us to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Maybe somebody invited you to church, but you're not sure. You're born again. You're not sure. They go to heaven and hell when you die. Today, as every head is bowed, when you say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I know I'm a sinner. I've done many wrong things in the year 2018 and the years before. But this moment, I can come to you. And Jesus, I know you can wash away my sin. If you're here this moment, you want to give your life to Jesus. You want to be born again. You need Jesus in your life. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. Let it go higher than your head. Lift your right hand up higher. See so many hands. Everybody stand to your feet, please. Apart from nursing mothers in their place. Everybody stand to your feet. You want to say, today, I need Jesus in my life. Lift your right hand up high. And I'm going to pray for you. Father, thank you for every hand lifted. Rule and reign in every heart. Now, if your hands are lifted up, if you lifted your hand, I want you to walk from where you are and come to me in the frontier.
Just come quickly.
Clap your hands for them as they come. Clap your hands for them. Come quickly.
Count your blessings, name them one by one.
All the way.
Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings and name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Oh,
in front here, lift your two hands up high. Let me pray with you. Now say with me, the whole church, join us as we pray. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For today.
For today.
This Sunday morning.
This Sunday morning.
I open my heart to you.
I open my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From today.
From today.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
From today.
From today.
I turn over my life to you.
I turn over my life.
From today, I make Jesus my Lord.
I make Jesus my Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Please receive me.
Please receive me.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
Please, Jesus.
Please, Jesus.
Write my name.
Write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
My name is.
My name is.
Now mention your name. Please, Jesus.
Please, Jesus.
Write my name.
Write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From today.
From today,
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
From today.
From today.
I belong to you.
I belong to you.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For hearing my prayer.
For hearing my prayer.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Clap your hands for the Lord for all these wonderful people. God bless you. Amen. It's a beginning of a new season for you. Can I have an amen? I want you to go with our pastor standing here. All of you, he's going to take you there and talk to you for a few, then give you a little, I hope you have books to give them. Yeah, I'm going to give you a little book as a present. So can you all go this way? Clap your hands for them as they go. Oh, please clap your hands for them.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah. Amen. Are you blessed? Ask your neighbor, say it by you. Can you count your blessings? Yesterday, somebody gave me this pair of shoes I'm wearing. Wow. When I came to church, I could see that Bishop Pastor was looking at my shoes. Don't be jealous, oh. It's a gift. It's a gift, please. When I was getting married, I bought shoes from Cantamanto. 4 cities. This shoe is more than $100. I'm wearing, while I go, yes, I said today, I'm wearing it. You know, one of my best friend, Bishop Adi, he said that he doesn't have anything new in his house. Because says, if he gets something, you wear it immediately. Because if you keep it in Jesus' camp, what will you do? Underwear, everything he wears, the following day he wears. And when I said this, I wear it today. When I came, Bishop Pat was buying. I said, hey, don't be jealous. This is one of my blessings. I bought you for 4 cities when I was getting married. Today I'm getting brand new shoe. Don't be jealous. I see your blessing coming your way. Come on, shout amen. Isn't it nice? I said, I wear blue trousers. And I wear my red jacket. And I wear my red tie. And come to church. I love church. I love church. Are you here? The devil is a liar. I said, the devil is a liar. I sent a message to, you know, the bishops. We have a platform. I posted a message on the platform. I said, I'm so happy. I'm serving God. I'm so happy I know Jesus. The longer I serve him, the sweeter it gets. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It's getting sweeter. It's getting better. It's getting nicer. I see your life getting nicer and more beautiful. Shout amen, somebody. Push it in and say it's getting nicer. It's getting nicer. Longer you serve him,
the
sweeter it gets. Do you believe it?
Yes.
I said, do you believe it?
Yes.
Yes. Why are you looking at my shoes? What a shock. Are you blessed? That song, I like it. Can you sing it again for us? Yes.
Minjeo.
Openi Tamoho. In case it sounds like Greek to you, Mijiwaye Nyami Mijiwaye Opiara Intise. Wanim Jemu Otomu Amufemu Nia Wondimu Erati Opiara Intise.
Oh, 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 come on!
Mesuba wo mau, Mesuba wo.
Hey!
Le
come on!
Come
on!
Come on! Come on! Come on!